Sunflash had sighted his lifelong foe. He hurried from the chamber, threading his way through the mountain passages to the left side, where he knew Swart was heading. Back in the chamber, Colonel Sangall took a whistle from his tunic and blew three sharp blasts. The hares of the Long Patrol went into action. Zigu's command were hardly upon the soft sand above the tide line when the ground rose up in front of them. 30 hares leaped from a shallow trench covered by sand spread over the top of rush mats. These were the sleepers that Sangall had spoken of. They sprang up from hiding when the front line of vermin was less than 20 paces away. A wild cry went up as they launched javelins into the front marches.
Eulalia!
Completely taken by surprise, half the front rank were slain. Hedgepore and the sleepers fled back to the mountain, taking care to leap over the disguised trench that contained the sharpened stakes. Zigu flung himself to one side, avoiding the rain of javelins. Then, leaping upright, he drew his rapier.
After them, charge!
The words had scarcely left his mouth when the sand, another score of paces away, heaved upward. Bradbury spat out grit as he called to his 24 archers.
Quick fire, chaps!
Again, Zigu's lightning reaction saved him. Flinging himself flat, he heard the screams and felt the thudding weight of 2 horde soldiers as they fell dead on top of him. Pushing the bodies roughly aside, the corsair sprang up, grabbing a spear from one of the slain vermin. He hurled it at the fleeing backs of the retreating sleepers. It was a lucky throw. Ford Petal, the young female hare with the fluttering eyelashes, went down with a scream, the spear sticking out of her back. Zigu looked around for another spear to throw as the horde beast charged past him. 50 paces further on, they vanished into the covered stake pits. Agonized yells rent the hot air as vermin soldiers plunged onto the sharpened stakes. Zigu roared at those still alive.
Back, back, you fools! Can't you see it's a trap?
As they retreated, the corsair ran to where Ford Petal lay groaning, his face tight with rage. Zigu lashed at her with the long blade of his rapier.
Hit and run, eh, hare? Well, I'm hitting now. Let's see you run.
She screamed as he lashed her mercilessly with the thin blade.
Hey, filth face! Why don't you try doing that to some beast who could hit back?
Zigu looked up to see the Long Patrol captain, Sabertash, striding purposefully toward him. The corsair grinned evilly, calling to his horde beasts.
Leave this one to me. He carries a blade.
Ignoring the gaping horde beasts, Sabertash leapt the stake pit. Drawing his sabre, he confronted Zigu. No beast had ever bested the corsair in sword fight. Flexing the long steel blade between his paws, he stared contemptuously at the hare who stood alone before him and said,
Zounds, you're a bold bunny and no mistake. Come and be spitted.